You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. After the idea was kicked around by the Biden administration, the CDC is not recommending mandatory COVID-19 testing for domestic travel, for now anyway. It's an idea that wasn't sitting too well with airlines and travel groups. They said it would further hurt an ailing industry. Even though the CDC isn't requiring that testing, traveling isn't always straightforward right now. There may be some unexpected rules and regulations along the way. And when it comes to international travel, some countries, including most of Europe, aren't allowing people from the U.S. at all. Other countries are only permitting travel if you've been vaccinated. So getting around is a tricky thing these days, and so is planning for future vacations. Deborah Dunn is travel editor of the Wall Street Journal. Debbie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much.
And Barbara Peterson is a contributor to the Wall Street Journal and author of Blue Streak, Inside JetBlue, the upstart that rocked an industry. Barbara, welcome back to you as well.
Great to be here.
Right now, in general, the CDC says, hey, let's stay home as much as we can to limit the spread of COVID-19. Barbara, for people who do fly, what is flying like these days?
Well, more people are flying, but keep in mind, too, that it's still way down from what it would be normally, about 70% down from the previous year. So fewer people are flying, but also there are fewer planes in the air. So there have been anecdotal reports of planes getting a little fuller. But other than that, it's business as usual, except, of course, everybody wears a mask. There are some airlines, at least, are trying to keep the middle seat open. Only one airline at this point is guaranteeing that you can get an empty seat next to you. But we have heard some news that flights for future flights, in other words, bookings, are picking up.
That's getting there. Now, Debbie, once we get somewhere, especially internationally, there might be a lot of little wrinkles and surprises. For people thinking about traveling now or in the next few months, what kind of, apart from health concerns, what kind of red flags should they be thinking about before they book anything?
Yeah, it's really tricky. Well, one, I mean, there are not a lot of countries still. I mean, countries are opening up and not too many are welcoming Americans quite yet. And the ones that do, you know, the State Department and the CDC are both warning against traveling. And again, like you say, not just for COVID, but because these foreign governments can change their regulations at very last minute, right? So that could really put a damper on any kind of itinerary you have planned. And you could get stuck somewhere and maybe even have a hard time catching a flight back. So unfortunately, it's still pretty messy internationally.
Let's amplify that getting stuck somewhere concept, Debbie, because sometimes you might be able to travel to a place, but there might be some kind of testing required before you can get on a plane to come back.
Well, you absolutely. So that was a new requirement from the State Department in January. You have to be tested before you come back to the U.S. And depending on where you're going, it may not be that easy to find a test. That's true. And some places, are countering that. They're offering some hotel resorts are offering on-site testing to try to lure travelers, but it's still pretty risky.
And Barbara, for domestic or international, I mean, are we testing people before they get on planes, or has that been something that people have been trying?
Well, yes, and people were worried that was going to be the next step, but that is not happening, and it's probably unlikely that it will. In part because the vaccine rollout is underway. It's not going as fast, I think, as some people had hoped, but it is continuing apace. So. That plus the fact that, a lot of people are just getting used to this ritual of getting a COVID test 3 days before you depart somewhere. Now, the airlines in the United States, just to be clear, the domestic flights do not require that. Mm-hmm. It's really the destination you're flying to that you have to worry about. And so there are all sorts of different ways you can get the test, and then you have to also be concerned you're getting the right kind of test. Now, Hawaii is a very good example of this. Of course, Hawaii is a top tourist destination. They, for a while, had a mandatory quarantine, but that was really hurting their tourism business. Now, if you can get the test within 72 hours, you can travel there as a tourist. However, you must get the right kind of test. You have to check with the department of the that individual state. So travelers just need to really keep on top of all the myriad restrictions. And they really do vary state by state.
Talking to Barbara Peterson and Deborah Dunn, travel writers, both affiliated with the Wall Street Journal, looking at the current and future state of travel amidst the pandemic. Barbara, you mentioned we're seeing bookings picking up for future travel. What kind of time horizon do people seem to have in mind for when they're willing to try to book future air travel?
Well, that really depends on whom you ask. I'm sorry to answer it that way, but it's some people are itching to really get out of town. I mean, I think, we've had almost a year of a COVID lockdown type of mentality that we're living with. And I think it's just some people have finally said, I just need to get out of Dodge. Especially if you've received a vaccine, I think you're feeling more secure about going. You're not so worried about picking it up from a stranger that you might be sitting next to or something. So we're hearing positive things about the summer and fall. And maybe even some people before then. I mean, I think there may be some spring travel too. But as far as a return to what we'd consider really a normal travel pace, I think that's going to be looking more towards the end of the year.
And Debbie, I'm like a lot of people. I would love to travel someday again. What kind of time horizon are you seeing people try to plan a trip for? Are they thinking, okay, I'm going to book something for late summer? Or are they thinking, all right, 2022, I'm going to do this thing? Like, where are people like me pinning their tacks in the calendar? Who pins a tack in a calendar? Making marks on their calendar.
Yeah, I think that's exact. I think late summer is exactly right. So that seems to be kind of the safest bet, late summer, early fall, and that's maybe even closer in. So I think a lot of people think maybe Europe really won't be that accessible until the end of the year, possibly even next year. I hate to say that, but that could be. It'd be a nice surprise if it opens up sooner. But I think otherwise, it's looking pretty good for late summer and fall.
And Debbie, I've heard the idea floated. I don't know if anyone's actually doing this, vaccine passports, or if you can prove that you've gotten both shots or the one shot and some of the ones coming down the pipe. If you could prove you're fully vaccinated, that might make travel easier. Is that a reality now?
It's not quite a reality. I think it's gaining a groundswell of support. I think there are a lot of people very interested in that idea. I think there's some legal challenges. I know some of the cruise lines are talking about that now, right? I think Crystal Cruises just announced that they would only take people who have documentation of both vaccinations. And I think as more companies kind of jump on that bandwagon, it'll become more prevalent.
Now, Barbara, and
yes, if I can just add to that, definitely. And I think that there are apps being developed that some of the airlines are backing. And I mentioned Hawaii earlier. Hawaii just this week came out and said that probably as of May, they're going to allow anybody from the mainland who can show proof that they've been vaccinated to come on the islands without any testing. So, I think we're going to see more and more of that happening very soon.
And Barbara, people of a speculative bent who think, hey, maybe I can get a deal if I book advanced air travel. These airlines have got to be desperate to sell me something right now. Are there bargains to be had for buying future airfares?
Yeah, so you would think it would be a sort of a distress sale environment right now. And it is true, you can find some good deals. But I would caution people not to assume that because, first of all, the airlines are really hurting, as we know. They're trying to, bring in some more revenue so they can stay afloat. So I think it's a very tricky balance, between demand and supply. And if planes start to fill up, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to bring some of those planes that are in mothballs back on, on service. So they may, they may decide that, well, let's create a little, scarcity and see what happens. So I wouldn't bank on that. I would say, though, that it's definitely a good idea to book well in advance. So if you're thinking of going somewhere the fall or, the winter holidays, you should really not waste any time. get going. Try to, and you know, if you book something now and then your plans change, you will be able to get your money back or get a voucher towards future travel. So I think that anxiety that existed before is over because the airlines had to really, you know, up their game in that department.
And Debbie, we had a comment from Susan on the Ideas Network Facebook page who says, we'd like to travel, but are waiting to see what's advised post-COVID vaccine. When will it be safe if those we want to visit aren't vaccinated? Do we still wear masks no matter what? Do we still social distance? Do we still quarantine before and after? What kind of things would you say to Susan and the many people who I think are sharing those exact concerns?
Yeah, that is a tough one. I mean, I think that it's sort of been proven right now, at least the vaccine will protect you. So you won't have to worry about falling ill. But there's still, you know, a minute possibility that you could be transmitting the disease. So if you're visiting people who don't have COVID, who don't have the vaccination, then yeah, I think all of the regular, the masks, the social distancing, I think that still applies. And I think actually wearing the mask will probably be with us until the whole world is vaccinated. You know, that'll be with us for a while, long time yet.
And as we start to wrap up, Barbara, what are you watching for next in this pretty fluid situation, especially when it comes to air travel?
Yes, well, I'm looking for more destinations that are really going to be opening up and welcoming Americans. So international travel, which has really been totally shut down. I mean, that's just dead. You know, that would be really the jump starting of it will happen when countries and destinations around the world say, okay, now, you know, you're not just we're going to let you in, but really encouraging people. And then that will, of course, produce more flights and more frequencies. And I think that's what we need to start seeing. We need to start seeing more airlines adding more planes on and just generally, you know, get moving in, you know, in that direction. I do think that we've been really fortunate. We haven't seen an airline failure. I think that was a concern at the outset. So as long as we've got an airline business that's, you know, not in risk of, you know, having a rash of bankruptcies, we're doing okay. You know, in fact, it really is better than a lot of people thought a year ago. But I think for now, it's a little bit of wait and see, you know, and I think that comment from your listener really touches on it. It's, it's actually sort of partly a psychological thing. You know, when are people going to feel really comfortable about going? That's going to be the challenge.
We'll leave it there. Barbara, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
And Debbie, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks a lot.
Barbara Peterson is a contributor to the Wall Street Journal and author of Blue Streak, Inside JetBlue, the Upstart That Rocked an Industry. And Deborah Dunn is travel editor at the Wall Street Journal. We talked about the state of travel and the travel industry 1 year into the pandemic.